Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. And tonight's episode is called The Water Element, How to Work with Our Second Chakra. So we're going to be looking at all things water, water-based. Yes. And in order to get, you know, to get started properly, I'm going to, you know, start out with a song before we chant in and do all of that. So we're going to start with our main man, Jimi Hendrix.
Waterfall, nothing can harm me at all. My worries seem so very small. But my waterfall, I can see my rainbow calling me through the misty breeze of my waterfall.
Beautiful way to start this particular episode. I'm so excited. Yes. Anything with a little Hendrix, you know, pretty much does it for all of us, I think. All right. So let's take a moment to tune in. You know, for those of you tuning into the Master's Playground for the first time, at the beginning of each episode, we take a moment to get a little meditative, get a little in touch with the teacher within, you know, that inner wisdom. And the way we do so is by chanting the Adi Mantra three times. It's a really simple practice. If you're new to it, you know, just take a glance at the video and trip out. <You know? laughs> Or if you're just listening to the audio, man, just, you know, go there with me. You know, that's all I ask. Just go there. And for those of you who have been watching for a little while, you know, hey, let's do this. All right. So placing our hands into a prayer position in front of our heart chakra, we're going to chant the Adi Mantra three times. Inhale, exhale, and again. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Satnam. Okay, so what is this episode all about? It's called The Water Element, How to Work with Our Second Chakra. All right, so, you know, what's happening? All right, so let's take a look at water. Water makes up, our body and the planet roughly 75%. Food is largely made up of water. You know, we're looking at fruits and vegetables, things of that nature. But let's take it out, you know, a little further here. When we look at the tarot cards and we look at the cups specifically, the cups represent water. It pertains to situation and events of an emotional nature. Playing cards, hearts, pertains to emotional issues. So in essence, water equals emotions. We're dealing with emotions. So with that, you know, as we start to explore what, you know, if we really look at just how much water is embodying our truth, we are exposed to a high level of emotional, receptivity in general. So keeping that in mind, I'm going to go ahead and transition into our next song. So I was thinking, all right, what is a song that would capture what it would be like to be deep into, you know, swimming in the waters, just basically feeling everything? And I came up with one of my favorite bands. They're all my favorite. Let's face it. I always say they're my favorite. Every single band is my favorite. It's great. All right. So let's go ahead and dive in. And, you know, as I, before I hit play, you know, for those of you that are sitting back, you know, having your cigarette or doing whatever it is that you're doing, you know, light that candle. You know, I'm always about creating the ambiance. I invite you to simply get into you, you know, and come on this ride with me. This particular song is my best attempt of capturing the emotional nature that is water. All right, enjoy. I adore that song. So much. I don't know about you, but I definitely go on a trip when I hear that song. I definitely go into, you know, I don't know if it's because I, you know, my natural sign is a Pisces and I'm always like, whoa, tripping in the ocean, you know, but in general, every time I hear that song, I feel, you know, the emotional waters, you know, what it's like to simply just, I don't know, be on that carpet ride, but, you know, I guess the surfboard, if you will. Yeah. All right. So with the water element. All right. So what do we know about the water? Okay. We've covered a few facts here. Basically that, you know, pretty much everything is made up of water for the most part. You know, the moon has, you know, you guys, I'm sure, have heard it. You know, the lunar cycles in general impact, you know, the moon has effects on the movement of the largest bodies of water on Earth, as well as our own psyches. You know, one survey in the U.S. found that 40% of the general public believe this, and 80% of mental and health professionals believe that the phases of the moon impact or affect the human psyche. For decades, in general, police and emergency personnel, you know, nurses, doctors, have claimed that the full moon nights are the busiest, the craziest, and the most active, as opposed to, you know, when there's a new moon or, you know, when the moon is dim in general. Chinese medicine. They, you know, you may recall when we look at Chinese, you know, Chinese zodiac in general, they have different elements for all the different animals, right? And when we look at Chinese medicine and the water element, it deals with the kidneys and the bladder, but it also deals with fear, i.e. emotion, right? When it's balanced, a person is fearless, they're determined, and they can endure hardships in pursuit of their goals. However, when it's imbalanced, there's a dizziness. There's imbalanced hormones. There's weak bones, impacted fertility, and impaired sex drive. Okay. You know, I'm going to stop right there. Impaired sex drive. All right. So, yes. So, as you could see, you know, it's really important to, you know, we're starting to hone in on how do we balance the water element within us. When it's imbalanced, I want to pull up a song that, you know, that highlights when it's just a little too much, when it's not, you know, tended to correctly. And we're going to go ahead and roll on over to our next song. Excellent. Wow, man. I feel like I'm in a bar, you know, kicking it and having a pint with you guys. I really do. Anywho, So we're building up here. So, you know, now that we understand water and how it, you know, we are in essence affected with the phases of the moon, you know, how does it pertain to our chakra system? What's happening? But before we get into that, right? So there's an ascended master that's knocking on our door. And, you know, I use a variety of tools to help communicate as much information as possible, you know, from the divine, from spirit, from the collective consciousness. And so I turned to the ascended master's oracle cards. And I said, all right, who wants to make an appearance today? What is the message for some people out there? All of us, not some. I take that back. What is the message for all of us, myself included, right? So, you know, we've seen this card before in a previous episode of The Master's Playground. And apparently it's still kind of vibrating out there. The card that I pulled is called Detach from Drama. So we interrupt this scheduled program, this regular, you know, scheduled programming, you know, and bring you the Detach from Drama Oracle card. For those of you that are looking at the video, check it out. Skid Row Studios, live video top navigation link, and then you'll be able to see us. So right on, Detach from Drama. So what is it that we need to know? Again. Oh, I love these cards. All right, you've been drawn into the upsetting world of human egos by focusing upon a drama. Drama. Although it's nothing more than a story, never-ending story. The drama feels frightening to you. This card comes to you as a helping hand in finding your way out of the story by detaching from the drama. I love being so theatrical about this. Don't get pulled into the various plots, twists, turns, and characters of the drama. Instead, view it as a movie that you know will have a happy or at least resolved ending. Of course, you'll have compassion for everyone involved. You don't have to let the drama pull you down in any way. As you focus upon the positive, you bring about a positive resolution. Additional meanings. Let go of attempts to make everyone happy. Yeah, I have a feeling that that one's kind of, you know, importante for a lot of people out there. Allow others to make their own choices in life. Don't delay your life's purpose by focusing upon other people's issues. Avoid gossiping about or judging others. That last point, right? All I have to say is, satnam to that one. Truth is my identity. Right on. So, okay. That was the Ascended Masters. They definitely were knocking on the door, and I'm like, okay, what's going on, and who needs to know what, and, you know, talk to us. So, you know, for those of you that are new to the Ascended Masters, the Ascended Masters are powerful guides that help us understand our life's purpose and master the courage to make significant changes and develop our psychic and manifestation abilities. So, yeah, it sounds like love, love, and love, and love to me. So blessings, everyone. That's amazing. All right, so getting back to the chakras. All right. We'll start with the root chakra, okay? I just want to, you know, a small reference to this. Now, you know, the root chakra is very I am. It's very me. It's very me-oriented. It focuses on ground, security, feeling safe, shelter, and food. It's very, am I safe? It's me. This is my survival. This is my existence. Then we shift into the second chakra. And what we're looking at there is more of a we. Okay. It's all about relationships. It's a whole different language, completely different language. It pertains to the creative process, and really it's the epicenter for all life. It pertains to sexuality, and it also really focuses on how I, right, me, how I feel about myself in relation with others. So it's all about relation, you know, the relation. It's about the we factor. You know, it's a, so how do we go from the me to we, right? How do we start to go into that? Well, we're going to cover that towards the end of the show a little bit, but right now we're going to look at relating in general. And we're going to pull up a song that, you know, really focuses on what happens, you know, when we're wanting to, you know, it's about feeling, you know, what happens when we start feeling the relating in our body, but we don't have the connectedness. Let's explore that via song, shall we?
I can't believe this could be the end.
I haven't heard that song in so long. You know, I was thinking about, you know, it's a lot of fun, you know, trying to figure out what type of music to play that complements the topics that we're covering. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting, different spin on, you know, DJing. Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Anywho, so, you know, let's focus on, all right, so it's about shifting the energy from me to we. So how do we do that? How do we feel safe and powerful in making that happen? The power of being vulnerable, soft, feeling safe, and knowing your own creative power. Now, going back to the second chakra in general, I just want to remind everyone, and, you know, most of us know this stuff, but, you know, if you're new to this.com, you know, the second chakra pertains to relating, relationships, our creative process. All of our creation comes from there. All of life comes from there. You know, our sexuality comes from there. So how do we go from me to we? Well, the work is in befriending the system. But we also, you know, let's look at the element of water, right? So when we look at water in general, there's, you know, there's either a mist quality where it's like, ah, refreshing. Ah, I feel safe. And then there's a whole tidal wave factor, you know, where you can get completely knocked, you know, and just, you know, out at sea, and you're just like, oh my God, you know. So how do we navigate that? Well, we don't shut it off and we don't allow it to overflow. Okay. So it's about moderation and flow. Now let's focus on, you know, what that means. Now, I am a very, very, open person when it comes to sexuality in general. So I'm going to speak in relation to male energy and female energy. And for those of you that are kind of hip to a variety of books out there, you might be familiar with Dr. Pat Allen's How to Get to I Do or something like that. Really fascinating book because it really looks into, you know, it doesn't matter if you're gay, you know, lesbian or straight. There's always going to be a factor of when there's somebody who embodies a little bit more of the male, or you can say the yang energy, and then someone who embodies the female yin energy. So we're going to go ahead and talk about how to address the second chakra from that perspective, as opposed to a gay or lesbian or straight or, you know, reference in general, because really it's all a party. So, all right. So when, you know, for the male energy, okay, it's about honoring the feelings of the female. It's about listening for the feelings, you know, so you can honor and not, and, you know, honor that and don't skip over it. So it's about, you know, really listening to the female energy, you know. And what about the female energy, though? Well, the female principle, if you will, your job is to be in touch with your feelings, okay? Expressing your feelings. And, you know, it's about expressing them so that you can give it a chance to be honored. So that's the relating. That's how we go from me to we, right? So first and foremost, you know, you might want to go ahead and find out what your predominant energy type is. Again, Dr. Pat Allen. What is it called? I think I rolled with that book in here. Hold on. Yes, for the video camera. Okay, great book. By the way, this was totally recommended by, I don't know. All I know is the people that I'm kicking it with, we have an arsenal of books, and we're like totally relating. We're like, oh my God, you need to read this. Oh my God, you need to read that. You know, so this is one of the ones that, you know, my tribe's people are rolling with. And it's called Getting to I Do by Dr. Pat Allen. And in this book, there is a questionnaire of how you can fill, you know, that you fill out to help identify whether or not you are embodying more of the male principle or the female principle. And you'll be surprised. And it will change over time. Note this. However, one thing that I've noticed is if you are the person coming up to the other person, all right, you embody the male energy. If you're the doll in the corner, you know, giving the glance, you know, and someone comes over to you, you are the female principle. And that's, you know, basics 101 right there. So in general, again, you know, if you are the male yang, it is about honoring the female, you know, listening, you know, it's really interesting. It's completely changed how I relate in the world, you know, especially when it comes to relationships and, you know, the exploration of, you know, intimate relationships as a whole. It's very fascinating because, you know, I mean, it's amazing. The more and more you educate yourself, you know, the more you realize your own individual power and, you know, and it's quite magical. I mean, really, it's all about love, you know? I mean, if you really, really think about it, looking at the male energy again, right? Honoring, you know, listening, not looking, you know, skipping over it, you know? So for all you male energy embodiers out there, I invite you to look at your female counterpart or female principal counterpart, right? Because not everyone's going to have a female kicking it with them. What up, West Hollywood? Love my people. Anyways, so in general though, you know, I invite you to really explore how much you're honoring, you know, that counterpart. You know, and you don't have to be in an intimate relationship with that, you know, person. But if you are, it's, you know, again, we're going into the we. You know, it's about really honoring that and listening to the feelings, you know, being more of the, you know, the gentleman, if you will. All right. And then for the female principle, the yin, you know, don't be mousy, you know, don't hold it in, you know, don't disallow yourself, you know, with being in touch with your own feelings, you know, and it's also about expressing it though. I mean, you could, you know, you'll see a lot of failed relationships, you know, they'll be the female, you know, principal person, will hold it in, will completely hold in the feelings, never expressing it, never saying I need, you know, like not need, you know, but in general, these are my emotions. And it gives the male counterpart the opportunity to honor that and work, you know, so you start to see the yin and yang, you know, the relationship of the second chakra. So that's how we work with the second chakra. Now, my name is Chrissy Stereo. You are listening to The Master's Playground and you are on skidrowstudios.com. Beautiful, beautiful. So I want to go ahead and just, you know, focus on a few level or a few announcements in general. I am hitting up Texas soon. I am leaving, you know, for, you know, some performances here. And if you are in the El Paso area on April, is it 19th? What is my schedule? Hold on, please. I need to figure out what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the 19th. Stand by as I pull it up. Right. Let's see here. Yes. April 19th in El Paso, Texas at a place called Brick and Mortar. It's going to be amazing. It's an evening of DJing. I am the, you know, the performer that's flying in from LA. And then there's going to be some great local DJ talent that is starting out the evening. So I invite you to go ahead and visit ChrissyStereo.com to get a little bit more information on that. Also, coming up in May, on Sunday, May 18th, I am performing Long Beach Pride. What? I'm going to be performing Long Beach Pride. So excited. I've never been to that Pride before. So I'm you know, I guess you could say I have butterflies over the whole, you know, experience. I've done West Hollywood Pride often, both as a, you know, supporting performer, if you will, and as an attendee. And, you know, I'm ready to mix it up. And I'm also looking into Alaska Pride. So apparently there's a Pride tour that's forming, which is kind of interesting to me. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm really excited about that. And I feel really, really blessed. And, you know, I look forward to seeing all of you out there. Also, I wanted to mention that on a daily basis, so as you guys, you know, may have noticed, I am heavily, heavily, heavily into, you know, all things meditative, all things spiritual. And so, you know, part of my experiences in this world, one thing that I've realized over the course of the last year and change is that, you know, I am devoting my life completely to being of service in this world, completely helping, you know, others self-realize. And the only way that I could do that is by sharing the tools that have helped me and to continue to do so. So on a daily basis, I post on ChrissyStereo.com and also on YouTube under Chrissy Stereo, daily meditation. It's called Chrissy Stereo Meditate With Me. And basically we meditate on a daily basis to go ahead and reclaim, realign, and reassimilate our higher self into our, you know, into our own experience. So I invite you to explore that. All right. So some additional customary stuff that happens on the Master's Playground with Chrissy Stereo. We play with a variety of tools. And I always like to end the evening by really looking at, you know, taking a snapshot. You know, I turn to the tarot card deck and I ask, all right, what are the energies that are coming at us, you know, for this coming week? What is it that we can anticipate? Now, last week when we had our guest, Chris Cahill, you know, I think we had the Three of Wands. You know, there was a lot of uncertainty that hit us, you know, and in retrospect, you know, for the record, yeah, you know, there was some uncertain energy that I was going through that this last week. So I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, many of you out there really hit some uncertain energy. But the way that we were to navigate it was by, you know, trusting ourselves and getting onto our Bambi legs and starting to make things happen for us. So what's happening this week, right? What's coming? Well, I pulled, you know, after I asked, all right, what is the energy that we can anticipate? We have the Four of Wands. What? The Four of Wands. And, you know, let me start by, you know, always loving to share information. What are the wands about? The wands are all about understanding the self. Okay, so we're really looking at ourselves.com. Really, really, really looking at who am I? They're the who am I cards. And when we pull the four, it is confidence in the self. Okay, we are super confident. This week, this is going to be great. I mean, I'm totally into it, you know. It's like, you know, we had to go through some uncertain energy last week, you know, and it's still polishing off here a little bit. But, you know, it kind of lies into relation of, you know, we also have a new moon that's kicking in mid-afternoon, I think about 11 a.m. on Sunday. I'm going to be at teacher's training and, you know, so mid, you know, Kriya, you know, the new moon's going to kick in, and Kriya is another word for, you know, a certain meditation. Anywho, so, all right, so we have a lot of confidence in the self coming this week. And, you know, it has a lot of passion. And it has, okay, so a little, for measure, it has a tendency of doing whatever it is that, quote unquote, I want. Okay, so there's a lot of daredevil activity that's coming. You know, there's a lot, basically, there's just a lot of confidence. So it's great. So I never like to just leave it like that, because I'm like, okay, well, that's great. So we're going to be all really empowered. Beautiful, you know, but what else is it that we can, you know, I turn to the cards and I'm like, okay, what additional tool can we use to help navigate this energy? And what came up was the Two of Cups. Okay. And again, I read Kabbalah Tarot, which is a whole different, you know, party than, you know, what you would find traditionally out there. So, you know, but I'm sure, you know, you can also apply your own, you know, complement to what your understanding of tarot is to the, you know, the cards that I'm pulling. Anywho, so Two of Cups pertain to, okay, so the cups are external energies. They're time, space, creating life, situation according to will. Okay, that's what the cups represent in Kabbalah Tarot. And when we look at the Two of Cups, we have a diverse element. There's a refusing to choose. There's a selfish part, you know, that wants it to be all flexible. It's kind of a this or that kind of thing, but not really. There's this little selfishness that wants everything. So, super confident, and we want everything, right? So that doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't quite feel like love, positive vibes outside of the confidence stuff. I'm digging that. the selfish part is concerning me. So the advice for this particular week is to really look at your, you know, external energies and have the confidence of selecting, you know, of really, you know, going towards that which makes you feel really good. You know, if you have multiple options that are coming at you, you know, multiple, like, I'm the king of the world or the queen of the world or whatever it is. And, you know, and there's opportunities that come up, you know, really use your third eye, your heart and your gut to make the decisions that really resonate with your truth. You know, don't get lost in, you know, kind of being selfish, you know, because you refuse to choose. So, you know, the advice in general is to have the confidence to choose your path correctly. So that is the party that's coming at you in general for this week. And I think it's going to be truly amazing. And with a new moon kicking in, like I said, it's you know, there's quite a bit of magic that's about to go down. Yeah. Oh, my God. Life is so good. Life is so amazing. I'm so thankful for everything. I'm loving the new energies that I'm meeting and blessing the ones that have passed, you know, in my experience in general. Anywho, so I'm going to go ahead and close out the night, you know, with one last song. Now we're, you know, we've been focusing on the second chakra in general. And, you know, as we know, it also pertains to sexual energy, right? So, you know, we're not, in this particular episode, we're not diving into, yeah, you know, let's really, you know, explore the sexual energy. In fact, that's coming soon.com. There's going to be a whole show that's dedicated to that specific perspective. For tonight, we're just talking about, you know, the energies and how to work with them a little bit. And so I playfully was thinking, all right, well, there is a lot of igniting, you know, that happens with the second chakra. There is attraction that starts to happen. And so with that, before I hit play on the song, I'm going to go ahead and close out with a Sat Nam. I love you guys all. And, you know, and then after I Sat Nam our way out, I'll hit play. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings, love. Okay, here's the song that we're closing out with.
Love each other,
We are one,
We are the divine.
Blessings.
The master's playground.